never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens.
Good Saturday morning, and welcome to Sports Talk. Right here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, and the WKWX app. Live in studio this morning. Walked into a freezing cold studio. Apparently the heat has gone out between the last time I was in here and now. Last time I was in here, you couldn't stand to be in here. It was so hot. It's so cold. Ryan went out and got his boggin. And he's... He's looking for something warm, something. You're like me. I didn't wear a hoodie today, so I have nowhere to put my hands. And so we're going to fight through this, though. We'll fight through it. It's a beautiful Saturday from no clouds, sunshine out. That's good. That means sun will melt a little bit more, I think. It was 13 degrees on my way here. Windy. So I'm sure the wind chilled is a lot less than that. I don't know why we're getting beat up, just to be real honest. We've had enough. I cried wolf a long time ago, and get me out of here. It is too cold. I mean, it's basically just shut everything down. Not a whole lot of commerce going on. People trying to get to town. And then when you get to town, you're shocked because there's nothing in town. There's no food. As my oldest son said the other day, when he said, it's like living in a third world country, you're having to boil your water and water's being cut off. But, you know, we're not built for this. So that's just that. I mean, you just have to endure. I will say this, though. Check on people. You never know if the heat goes out, water goes off, whatever. Check on the elderly, especially. And check on your friends and neighbors and family. Be sure to take care of everybody during this cold wave. Hopefully, all this gets out of here. It's supposed to be like 60 on Wednesday and Thursday. It may rain, but who cares? 60 degrees sounds great. Coach Ryan Geyer will step in with us here in just a few minutes. Also, we're going to go down to Northern Alabama. Mr. Tide himself said he'd be glad to come on. So, we're going to do that. And, talk to him a little bit, and I'm sure me and Ryan have a lot to say to him about the implosion that they say in the media is going on down there in Tuscaloosa since they've hired a new coach and Saban's left. So we'll see. We'll talk to him about that, and talk to Michael Davis, the dean of students. He said if he got out, he may drop by. We'll see how the school systems are going to run from here on out the next few weeks. I know this. If they go down my road, y'all won't go to school for a couple of more days. Maybe another week. I don't know. All the side roads are nasty. So if you don't have to be out, don't get out. But in town's clear once you make it this way. So be safe out there. And, you know, just like I said, if you don't have to get out, don't get out. It's cold right now. But I had to get out. I had to get out of the house and do something today. And my wife said, are you going to do sports talk today? I said, yeah, I got to. Y'all didn't have any ball games. I know. We'll talk about something, though. We got ball games coming up. So, anyway, we'll talk about that. NFL's coming up today and tomorrow, playoffs. So, you know, we got some football to watch. Anyway, all right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, Coach Ryan Geyer is in. We'll talk to him about what's ahead for Hardin County basketball, what we're going to do about last week's games. Moving forward, those games will have to be played, so it's going to be crunch time because, well, we had a couple of weeks of district games to go, and so they'll have to get these games in, and we were in the middle of a five-game home stretch, so we'll see how all that plays out. And then Coach Karp a little bit later on. Hopefully Michael will drop by. So hang in there with us. This is Sports Talk on 93.5 FM. We'll be back after this.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell, and with you on this Saturday morning, blustery Saturday morning. Man, that wind's rough and you go outside. I didn't wear enough clothes. That's the thing I hate, Ryan, about this. We'll bring Coach Ryan Geyer in. We're in here chowing down on biscuits and coffee and stuff, trying to stay warm. But that's one thing about this time of year. I don't like wearing all those clothes. I hate coats. I don't like wearing coats or jackets and stuff like that. So it's rough on me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't usually prepare well for the cold, but this is a different type of cold too. It's not been fun this week at all.
No, and it just hangs around. Mm-hmm. Last couple of days wasn't too bad. Got up in the mid-30s, and we're thinking, boy, mid-30s are not bad. But sunshine's out, so it has melted a lot of stuff. But gosh, dog, man, a couple of days of this is okay. But what is it going on now? 2 weeks, maybe? A week and a half?
Yeah.
At least. I mean, my gosh. Calf rope. That's what I call calf rope on this stuff. I've had my enough of winter weather, so hopefully we'll get this one burst, and then it'll get out of here, and then spring before too long. But been an interesting week for you guys. Come off of McNary on last Friday night. Friday night before last. And then looking forward to going to Lexington on Tuesday and then starting a 5-game homestand on Friday. And we were hoping the weather wouldn't get us, but the weather started, got us on Tuesday, and it's been shut down ever since. So what do you do during this period? I mean, your kids can't get to practice. What can you do?
Just kind of sit around and wait for it to go away. Sometimes we get out for weather, it may be something's flooded or this and that, and it may not necessarily affect everybody, but this week, no question, has affected everybody, no matter if you live 2 miles from the school or you live out of the city limits. It's no question affected everybody. So, just kind of sit around, wait for it to go away, see what decisions are made about school and games and different things like that. But, I mean, it's kind of sitting in a waiting game is really all it is. There's not much you really can do other than hope the snow and ice melts.
You know, these type deals like this, if you had some really good mojo going on, some good momentum coming off, several runs of wins and then get into district play and get you a win there or a couple of wins, boy, it really hampers all that because, like you said, you can't get anywhere. They can't get to the gym and shoot. I mean, and then all your momentum that you had goes away.
Yeah. The thing about basketball is you deal with a lot of breaks. You've got Thanksgiving, you've got Christmas, New Year's. We were out for MLK Day anyway this past Monday, so there's a lot of things you prepare for, but usually you're never off more than about 3 days, maybe 4 max, depending on what days of the week it falls on and things like that. But being out for 7-8 days is not ideal, but we're not the only ones in this predicament. As I know, most of our district teams have been in worse spots than we are. I've talked to some coaches; their main roads, even Wednesday and Thursday, weren't clear at all. So we're not the only ones. Everybody's got to deal with it. Like you said, it's not ideal at all, but it is what it is. I remember when I was in high school as a player, we had just started the district tournament. We won, beat Brighton, and that was on a Saturday, and we were supposed to play on Tuesday night against Dyer County in the championship at Dyer County, and it snowed and iced, and we literally didn't practice one time and rolled in Saturday to play them, and it's not ideal. We dealt with it a few years ago when it snowed and iced really bad. We were out for an extended period about 2 or 3 years ago, so it's not unprecedented, but it's not, like you said, it's not ideal at all.
But the thing is, it's affecting everybody across the state from east to west. It's just not just in this small area. Then you get into Alabama and Mississippi, some teams that we play where they don't even do anything to their road systems. Right. Who knows how long they're going to be out. But like I said, you go down where I live, it's bad. I mean, there's spots, but, I mean, it's like driving on a sheet of ice in some places, and that's the thing you get around here in a rural area where you get trees and things like that. Stuff doesn't melt like it's supposed to. But I don't know. Whenever you can get them back, what I want to ask you here in just a minute, we'll take a quick time out, but I want to ask you about the schedule moving forward and how that's going to work, because I know that you're having to work with all the coaches. You and Coach Kirk are having to kind of, I guess, fight for what y'all want to do and against everybody else that's all in a bunch, in a wad up there that – They don't want to play fair. So we'll talk about that moving forward, and then also a little bit later on, your favorite guy's coming in, and we're going to rip him for a little while. So we'll be back more with Coach Ryan Geyer. This is Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Back after this. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Cornell along with Ryan Geyer talking some Hardin County basketball. And Ryan was gracious enough to come in on this Saturday morning. I guess we could have called Coach Kirk, but he would have had to be live. We're not going to let him off the hook, except for Carp. He's not really a part of us anymore. He just thinks he is. So.
Yeah, it's Coach Kirk's probably sledding outside with his kids or playing in the snow, snowball fight or something. That's what he told me he's been doing all week. I know. He told me he had not been on a main road. I think his in-laws live right close to him, but in like 5 days, so he's kind of been sheltered in and. I don't know what he's been doing. I guess playing with his kids.
Well, probably doing the same thing, wondering, trying to figure out what's going on with this basketball and what's going to go on moving forward. So, in talking about that, so we missed the games Tuesday night and Friday night, and so that puts everything in a bind. So, I know you've probably been in talks with other coaches, and I'm sure Matthew has with other ADs and try to figure all this out. So moving forward right now, what do you know about what possibly could happen? Because we're supposed to play Tuesday night. Northside's supposed to be here. And then again on Friday, we may play Friday. Tuesday, I doubt it very seriously. So I just say that. I don't know.
What I do know is next week, as of right now, it's supposed to be as planned. So Northside Tuesday, and then it's Southside, I believe, on Friday. Both of those are at home. It's supposed to be our homecoming game Friday night. As of right now, that's still the scenario. There's a lot of different things being floated around amongst the coaches about, you know, moving a game up or trying to play Thursday nights or on a Saturday. And the thing about this is especially – When you have district back all backed up at the end of the year, you got to play those games. You know, you can't just say, well, we're not going to play. We'll make it up next year, whatever. Then you've got things like homecoming, senior night, those type things at each school. And, you know, you try to accommodate to those things. And it's difficult to try to line it up. And then you don't want to delay it too much because, you know, what if we got another – hit a weather and you're out, you know, and you miss another game. So normally in the past we've had a little buffer between the district tournament starting and the end of the year. So usually, you know, you play on a Friday night, district tournament starts the following Thursday or Friday. So you've got Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday if you had to play on those days. Well, this year, us adding two new teams, now we have what they call the play-in games. So those actually start the Tuesday after we finish up on that Friday, February 9th. So you don't really have that buffer time either. So a lot of people, we're just trying to figure it out. I think we may have the Lexington game rescheduled. We're still trying to figure out Chester County. I don't want to say because it might change and everybody will, you know. But once we get that hopefully finalized by the end of this weekend, we can get that out and let you guys know. But as of right now, next week it is still the same. So barring something that I don't know about, which may happen.
Well, I was just thinking about the road conditions. Now, there is a deal, though. I mean, just because we don't go to school, I think y'all can go ahead and play, correct? All that's kind of been changed.
Yeah, that's, you know, more upper, like, admin and you know, board decisions. More, we're not really involved in that. We just – they tell us we either can or we can't. But I know there's been times in the past where we have, because it may be a thing where it's like, well, you know, these back roads are still iced or flooded, but, you know, the majority of the roads are good. And I know we have done that in the past and played. I don't know how bad Jackson and stuff has been, so you got to take that into consideration as well. So I don't – as of right now, we're expecting to play Tuesday, unless we hear otherwise, but that's what we're planning to do. So but we have done that in the past, yes, where we've been out but still played. That has happened before. So I think that may be in the minds of the people above, just because we've already missed two games anyway.
Well, you were talking earlier off the air, we were talking about playing back-to-back and things like that, and a lot of coaches doesn't like to play back-to-back, depending on who the back-to-back is with, I would assume. That has a lot to do with it. But if you play, let's just say, Chester County and Southside on a Tuesday night, you play Chester County on one night, you wouldn't want to turn around and play Southside on Wednesday night. You might want, you know, Lexington or McNary, you might could get that in and utilize your Saturdays. But, you know, I don't know how you're going to navigate all through this. I mean, everybody's got to come together at some point and go, hey, we got to get these games.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to figure out. There's been some schools already schedule the remakes, and we have two. We have it penciled in, but then – if one school, you know, does something else, it affects the other schools in it because of the days that it's being played and where it's being played and all that. So we're just trying to hammer out the little details, you know, because we were trying to wait to see if we were going to play Friday night or not. So then that delayed it a little bit even more. And, you know, it's just – it's we're in that time. But hopefully we'll get that ironed out by the end of the weekend and be ready to go. I know there's some conflicts with different things like we've talked about, homecoming, senior night, those type things that other schools are trying to manage as well. So we're doing what we can do, and we're the odd man out as far as where we are. You know, we're the most distanced away from everybody, but so we try to do the best we can with that, but trying to get it squared away and hopefully get all these games in before the tournament starts.
Yeah, and you basically got about 30 days to do all this.
Yeah, we've got really 3 weeks, 3 weeks of the regular season left, and then you start the play-in going into the district tournament. So looks like definitely two of those 3 weeks you're going to play three games. We're trying to figure out what days those will be. I know some schools are not wanting to play on Saturday. Some would rather play during the middle of the week. And so that's what we're trying to iron out and figure out. But, yeah, so we'll play two of those 3 weeks, and it looks like it's not going to be this coming week, but the following 2 weeks we'll probably have three games those 2 weeks. Still don't know the dates for sure yet, so I don't want to say one way or the other, but we'll hopefully have that out where you have plenty of time to get that information.
Yeah, and it is on Tuesday night. Northside is supposed to be in town. Then Friday night, Southside. And then the next Tuesday, McNary is supposed to be here. And then on Friday, Lexington. And then we'll go on the road for a couple of games, Chester County, Northside. But in the middle of that, we've got to play Lexington on the road in Chester County one more time. So before we get into district tournament. Talking about basketball, basketball action coming on 93.5 today. It's Tennessee and Alabama coming up. Airtime is at 12:30 with the pregame show right here on 93.5 FM. Back with more sports talk right here on 93.5. When we come back, we'll see if we can get Coach Carp in here and see if me and Ryan can get him riled up. We'll be back right after this timeout. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Coach Carp from way down there in good Alabama. Morning. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, hang on just a second. You ain't been in. You know, I got the Dean of Students in here, too. I got to introduce him. Michael Davis is in here.
Yeah. The governor
is here.
I heard Coach Carpenter was on, so that's why I came.
Yeah. I told him you was going to be on. He said, I'll be down there. I ain't been out in weeks. So, but I appreciate you coming on, and we've been wanting to talk to you for a while. Of course, there's been a lot of action.
Great to be back, Steve. It's good to be on with one of my favorite radio stations, my favorite people, and definitely one of my favorite places on earth, the River City of Savannah, Tennessee. I miss y'all, man.
Well, did it snow down there? Is it cold?
We don't know what a snowflake looks like, but we can show you some ice, and we can show you some slick spots. But thank God the sun has come out today, and I think a lot of this stuff is hopefully, especially if it's in the direct sunlight, it's gonna melt. Our main roads now are starting to get better. And where I live here in the subdivision, man, it was a sheet of ice till yesterday. But good Lord willing, everything's going to start thawing out, and we'll get back to some kind of normalcy, man.
Well, hey, I wanted to add, before we get into some football stuff, because I know it's been a rough couple of weeks for you. So, and I've been easy on you. I impounded you on Facebook and nothing like that. So,
I appreciate that.
Well, when you put a message out there, and I could only imagine you crying while you were typing that on Facebook. I said,
tears were flowing.
I'm going to leave him alone. But I did want to ask you this. Of course, you know, you made a move and made a decision a couple of years ago to resign and step down from not only coaching basketball here, but just from coaching in general. And you've been doing it a long time. And then we get kind of a surprising news that Coach Matthew Smith, that's been here 13 years, won a lot of football games, he decides to step down. I wanted to kind of get your perspective a little for just a second or two on when do you realize you guys, excuse me, that's been around a long time. Coach Burnham comes to mind too. You know, he makes that decision when the right time is the right time.
Wow, that's really kind of a tough question, Steve. Let me just say this. I tried my very best when I came back up to Hardin County to have a kind of a set agenda because I knew, number one, when I had the opportunity to come back, thankfully, I was 54 years old. I was starting to get on up into the latter part of my career, so I'd say. And I kind of had a window of about of approximate time. And I kind of stuck with that window. But even though I did, when it got closer, it got more difficult. Because when you do something as long as, you know, myself or anyone that stayed in coaching, it's not an easy choice. But mine was a little bit more defined simply from the fact that, you know, I was not here to see my children begin their careers and my wife in the latter part of her teaching career. And, you know, I knew I needed to make amends to get back. You know, both my family members were gone on and in a better place, but that didn't make it any easier. So my question is there has to be, even though you will not get total, some people will tell you different, there has to be a total peace in your heart and your mind. And as hard and difficult as it was to leave, because I did love where I coached, I loved the people that surrounded me. I knew that I was supported, win or losing. They believed in me, and I just, you know, I felt a good fit. You know, you have a good feeling. And but anyway, it was just the right time for me, because I knew I had some, I guess you would say borderlines that I, and I knew I had a great young man to follow me, that we wouldn't miss.
Oh, here we go.
And I mean, you know, you wanted to know it. I'm telling you, you know, I know I told you this a little bit before. I made a quick judgment back in 99. I thought I was ready to get out then. I'd been in my home school for 11 years. We had done some really, really great things and went to the finals that year. And I told my brother, I said, you know, I think I've done everything I know to do here. And I think I'm going to move on. And I made a career change. And I was not ready then. I thought I was. And I stayed out 1 year. And but the good Lord knew what he was doing, because if I hadn't have done that, I would have probably been still in Hatton, Alabama, still doing what I'm doing, and kind of been what I call in a rut. Now, I would have had some great teams, I feel like. But the bottom line was, I made that choice then, but I wasn't ready. And I got to missing it. I got back in, and you know, so went the carousel of where I went to coach. Then I got out again, became more or less a, I don't know what you would call it. I call it, in a way, some people said I mentored, because I stayed around programs and so forth. And I had that one more inkling. It just so happened I was able to come back to Savannah. But
sounds like you're trying to get back to Savannah.
Everything always works out for the best, man. You know?
And you know what?
That's... Huh?
I said, it sounds like you're trying to get back to Savannah. You know, when I told you the dean was on the hook here.
No, I tell you what, man. I'm just glad I was allowed. Who would have ever thought it? That never came into my wildest dreams, but it just happened to work out. It was a great 8 years. I mean, it didn't seem like 8 years. That's why I go back and say, dang, I was back 8 years. I was there seven. Went to come to Alabama, did 26, and then was able to come back and do eight more.
Ryan didn't know this, but 8 years is a flash now. I mean,
oh, God. And then it's a flash.
It really is.
I mean, think about it, man. My first seven, I can't even fathom that I was there. I mean, my plan was not to be, you know, I was planning on coming back earlier. But time moves on, and when you enjoy where you are, you forget about these years. You know, when they just keep stacking up. And if someone told me I was been in education 41 years, I'd say, where did they go?
Yeah, it goes by fast.
It does, man. And it's been a great time. And I'm semi-retired. I still do some things on the side that I love and enjoy. And I get to listen to the Tigers from time and to time.
Yeah, you do that. You'll text me. I know you're doing that from time to time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always think about, you know, how y'all are doing, and I love to hear the play-by-play, and it's just good to always know what's going on in the Great River
City. Have you got a runny nose, or are you crying during this whole segment?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, I'm the tears have ceased, but I did get a big surprise, and you know what was so weird was the first one to call me was Coach Geyer. I had been up there. I'd had to run to visit a client that I have over at.
Oh, what are we talking about now? Have you?
Well, I'm in a retirement savings business to really.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. If you're going to plug your business, I'm going to have to bill you.
So, well, I went to visit, and we had to do some things with some documentation. So I came back through. I got finished earlier than I thought. And was able to slide back through and, you know, spent some time there. Got to see some wonderful people that I worked with. And then I was on my way back home, and then he calls me about Walnut Grove. Said, oh, by the way, you know how Coach Guy, he's real low tone. I thought, well, I just got through talking to this rascal. And I thought he was messing with me. He said, oh, by the way, I was going to tell you Coach Saban, you know, retired or resigned. I thought, okay, yeah, what do you want? what do y'all want? I said, Carnell put you up to something. What's up? And then in that little window where I was, I literally got posts And I guess what happened was I got my service back. And I'm talking about phone was ringing. And I thought, this is real, man. This is real. But I didn't expect it. I really thought we would get a couple of more years out of him. But when you're ready, you're ready. And I had my opinions on why I felt like he did. But, I mean, he even said those were not the reasons. But deep down, I don't know if the transfer portal.
I think NIL, I think everybody got on a level playing field. And y'all been playing players for years.
Everybody else can pay players now. Go ahead and get it out.
Well, I mean, let's just talk about it. Let's talk this thing out. I think that's it. And Ryan has a few questions, too. You're losing players. You know, I think, too, really, though, not kidding around. You know, we as fans, we get caught up in our teams and our players and stuff like this. The portal and NIL has really changed that. That's for sure. We're not going to have that guy that's going to stay there 3 or 4 years anymore, that star player. And what we're figuring out is, or y'all are going to figure out, like we have at Tennessee when we started going through all of our coaching mess after Fulmer, is the loyalty is not to the school anymore. The loyalty is, hey, I'm going to go play for that coach. And I think that's what you're finding out. They wanted to play for Saban. Y'all have lost a lot of good players here lately. And, you know, you got to think, golly, what's going on? This is Alabama. We play for championships and things like that, and it doesn't matter. And then you get people like Kirby coming and poaching some of your good players and other people. I know it's got to be a shock to your system as a fan.
Well, it's a shock to me because of the culture of the game and how it's changed. You already know how I felt about some of the rule changes, about how they are even allowing. You know, and I'm not saying a lot of this stuff is not for the betterment of the game, but when you threw the NIL and the transfer portal in, and you have no limitations on this thing, and you allowing a kid who's never had I call it a pot to pee in. Some have, most hadn't. And you all of a sudden, you flash hundreds of thousands of dollars in front of their faces. I mean, what would you do? Money changes things. And I knew when this happened, I'm not no guru. I just use common sense. The almighty dollar is going to always rule, no matter what. I talk about tradition, loyalty, and I'm that way. I've always been that way. I lived University of Alabama football. I lived in the Bear Bryant era. I wanted to go play for Coach Bryant. Sure, every kid that lived in Alabama that followed them halfway will tell you. But the main thing was to wear that crimson and white. It's not that way anymore with most, not all. I don't think every kid is all about NIL transfer, even though that's a very small amount. Here's the way what I say to people like the Caleb Downs, the Caden Proctors, the Isaiah Bonds, they're great athletes. These people are the upper echelon. They're the 1% of the 1%. They're going to go and play at the next level one day. If I go into their mind, and they're probably not going to play for the Crimson and White, even though they did. They wanted to play for Nick Saban. I had to come to grips with that because my mind don't think that way. I'm old school. I'm about loyalty. I'm about sticking with who you're with and all the above. You know what I'm saying. I'm that way. I'm built that way. So in saying that, because of the way the game is changing, I will forever be an Alabama fan because that's where I am. That's where I love. That's where I grew up. But I will not be as loyal to, let's just say, the Willies of the world. You know, that's what Willie had. I love watching his videos. But man,
wait, where are you going? Hang on a minute.
I'm talking Who's about, Willie? You know who Willie is. Alabama Willie.
Ask Michael. Only one Willie.
I know who he is, and he's a great representation of Alabama and their fans.
Well, he's someone who lives and breathes Alabama football.
He went from Caleb Downs to Willie.
Well, I'm just talking about people who have that. I don't know Caleb Downs. He may have had a great life. He may have had money. His family may have been successful. I don't know. But there's a lot of these kids that don't have success. They don't have anything. And therefore, when they get that opportunity to get money, they don't look at crimson and white. Man, they're looking at what am I going to get for my talents?
Yeah. Hey, Ryan's got a question for you. Hey, hang on, man. Ryan's got a question. He's just itching. Go ahead, Ryan.
Go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Regardless of the players leaving, can Kalen DeBoer live up to you and Willie's expectations?
Listen, let me tell you, nobody can replace Nick Saban. Nobody. Like it was very difficult to replace Coach Mine. I say nobody. I shouldn't say that. That's defined. Let me say that it will be very difficult. The thing that I admire about Coach DeBoer is that he took the challenge. And I personally think if you go behind closed doors, he was in their thought process. I mean, the guy has a tremendous record. The guy has done tremendous things at a place up in the northeastern part of the country where all it does is either rain. I don't know how much it snows there, but it don't do much other than rain. And, you know, and I don't know what else. It's a beautiful place, but is it a football place? I mean, dang. And he took him to the national championship, man. He did it with not five stars. He did it with three, four.
He had a really good quarterback. Give me
a three-star with a heart that wants to be in Tuscaloosa, and you can have all the five stars you can that you want that's coming to play for a label.
All right. Hey, let me ask you this. All right.
Yeah.
All right. He's coming. Saban says, I'm going to maintain my office. Now, I want you to put yourself as a coach. Okay. And Ryan too, as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Saban says, I'm leaving, but I'm going to maintain my office. And boy, if you ever need anything, I'm right down the hall.
He's going to be in Bryant Denny's.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's going to be around. So he goes, hey, if you, and then DeBoer. he says, if I ever need anything, I'm going to run it and stuff by Coach Saban. If you see something wrong with what I'm doing, you know, tell me. And you can't run a program like that, Rory, as a coach. I know he's saying all the right things, but if you're honest with yourself as a coach, you don't want the guy that just retired and left, you know, in your back pocket all the time. I mean, you want to start your program and you do your thing.
Look, that's the cliche point. That's what everybody says. Why would you want the guy that's the legend there looking over your shoulder and watching everything you do and micromanaging? Number one, now you're asking my opinion, okay? I'm giving you mine. I'm not giving you what everybody else wants to say. Mm-hmm. This is me. I'm not coming up with anything. This is just how I think. Number one, this. Kalen DeBoer has total confidence in Kalen DeBoer. He is not there for the help of Coach Saban, even though he wants the help. Why? Why would he want him? Well, number one, he helps with recruiting. He understands his personnel better. I would want him there. Of course I would. And I'm going to tell you this. I've never met Coach Saban but one time, and it was a brief meeting. We didn't sit and talk. We said, hello, Coach, thing, blah, blah, blah. But I can tell you just by based upon what I have seen through his 17 years, he is a very humble man who will let Coach DeBoer do whatever he wants to do without micromanaging. He's going to be there as a support system, not as a, hey, you need to do it this way system. Just wait and see. And then when it's time, you will not hear of Coach Saban even being around the practice, but you will know that his presence will always be there. Coach Bryant's presence is still there, Steve. Even through all these years, I mean, come on, man.
I'm a Tennessee fan. We tried to get rid of Fulmer. We don't even want him around.
Well, and then you didn't, and that's a different story. That's a different animal. You got to understand that. But we're both very legendary schools, but there's two different stories here. Let me tell you the other story, the old
can you,
story.
Hey, can you hold on a minute? Let me take a break right quick.
Well, it's let me try.
All right, just calm down. We'll do one more segment, then I've got to get the dean of students in here and talk about school system. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. This is kind of an impromptu sports talk that's turned into kind of a slash podcast now. It's been kind of fun, right? And, you know, and Michael coming in and get Coach Carp on here. And all you got to do is just give Rory a topic, and he can go. You could go all day, couldn't you, Rory?
Well, I guess if you give me the right topics, I can.
All right. Well, now, what were you going to say? Well, can you say it under 2.5 minutes?
But, I mean, I go back, and we were talking about Coach Saban and how he's going to either impact negatively or positively. I think it's going to be a positive impact. I think when it's in that time when DeBoer is really on his feet, he's doing his thing, you know, Saban is going to naturally fade away, but he'll never fade away with the fans. Now, let me give you another example where that's a total opposite. You take, for instance, when Ray Perkins took over after Coach Bryant passed away, and there was a thing. Well, he goes in and tries to totally revamp everything. He takes everything pretty much in his era that Coach Bryant done, and he changed it. People got offended by that. You know, he survived, what, 3 or 4 years, then he went back to the NFL because, number one, he was going to do it his way, and that's fine. No problem with that. But you don't change the legacy of what somebody has done, like, for instance, Coach Bryant for 26 years, and it backfired on him. He wound up, you know, having mediocre years. He was not a bad coach, but he wasn't, you know, a legend. It's hard to follow one. But my thing about DeBoer is, he's welcoming that legend. He's wanting him to know, hey, I'm here. You know, if I want to talk with you, I know I have your ear. It's like he said, every time he's called Coach Saban, he's answered the phone. But I think every situation is different when it comes to that. I'm not just being positive because I want it to be positive. I can tell you right now, my mind is forever changed about how I feel about college football because of this portal NIL stuff. Because I've truly realized now that when Bama loses, actually I'm older, I don't care, but I used to get dang tore up when they lost. But now
get on Facebook and you still do, but go ahead.
I do. I get frustrated with the rules. I get frustrated with what I see. I don't necessarily get as frustrated because of a loss. I mean, dang, we've had 17 years of, you know, pretty much, well, take away 1 year. His first year, we didn't fare very well because he had to get the culture. But I think this is going to happen with DeBoer. He doesn't have to change the culture. He's got to maintain a culture. And I think he is the right guy at this right time. How long he'll stay, I don't know. But I commend him totally for taking it and following a legend like Coach Saban. And I think he's going to do fine.
You have not.
He's going to be paid well enough anyway. It doesn't matter.
You have you've mentioned at least four times the difficulty of following a legend. Now, is that code because Ryan's on here?
Oh my God!
That's Ryan's
looking at me like, what is he talking about? Why does he keep saying legend? Now he's just voicing. You know.
Well, he tried to linger around, and we booted him back to Bama. So.
Yeah, he wanted an office there.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that word, but it's not legend. It's like kick that sucker back to the curb down south where it belongs.
Yeah.
No, man, it's been fun. It's been kind of a, like you say, in Alabama, If you listen to all these people, you know, it's really a transition time. It's a time of what's going to happen next if you're a player. But the bottom line is we're going to be fine. Everybody is going to be fine. I'm anxious to see what this 12-team playoff is going to be. I think it didn't happen. I thought it happened a year too late, but it happened. So we'll kind of see what happens from there and go. But
he'll be fine unless y'all go 9-3 or 10-2.
Anything's possible. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
We'll see how fine he is. And be sure to follow Coach Carp on Facebook when they start losing.
He will be on there.
I'll always be available. just give me a call.
Hey, governor,
I enjoyed.
He's listening to you.
Tell him I've enjoyed every moment of our time together. And let this be the last time. Coach Geyer, hopefully we'll get back to playing some basketball here soon. It's been the same way here. The school that I have, I'm here
taking
locally
over.
has had the week off too, and we're going to try to start back Tuesday. And, thank goodness we didn't have any, what we call them area games here. We didn't have any, but next week we start back up in the area play. And I understand you have district games to make up, and I know that's a little bit more.
Yeah, we're district all the way out. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, and we'll get you on some more. I always like talking to you,
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, you filled in a good 40 minutes there for us. So,
well, I know anybody else probably get very few words in, but listen, no matter what, man, I miss y'all. I love the River City. It's always my second home. And listen, holler back at me anytime, my friend.
I will. Hey, thanks. That's Coach Roy Carpenter, former coach of the Hardin County Tigers, and if you can't tell, Alabama fan. So we'll see about what's going on with Alabama. We wanted to get him on there. Me and Ryan has been trying for a couple of weeks now, and he answered the bell, and you see where his passion lies. So, you can't fault a man for his passion, for sure. All right, we'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Mr. Michael Davis will be in, and we're going to talk a little bit about the school system, and they've kind of been thrown for a loop here, and then getting into next week and get his thoughts. So we'll be back with more sports talk right here on 93.5 FM. We'll take a legal ID, and then we'll come back in just a few. Welcome back to Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM. I'm Steve Carnell, along with Ryan Geyer's in the house with me, and the Dean of Students, Michael Davis, is in here. We just got through talking to Coach Roy Carpenter, shedding some tears in Alabama land. He's a classic. Always has been.
A legend in his own mind.
You know, he said legend a bunch during that. And he kept saying following a legend.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of call him out on it. But I want to remind you, coming up at 12:30 is Tennessee basketball. Speaking of Alabama, Tennessee and Alabama hooking up. I think that's in Knoxville. Is that right? And I think in Knoxville, 12:30 is a pregame show. You can hear all the action right here on 93.5 FM. And then coming up Tuesday night, Northside will be in town, hopefully. And then on Friday, Southside will be in town. We'll get back to some basketball action, tip-off time, 6 p.m. for both games. If you can't make it out, of course, we'll be your eyes and ears here on 93.5 FM, WKWXFM.com, the WKWX app, and streaming live when we can on YouTube channel Slice 93. So trying to get the Tigers out there any way we can. I know we know everybody can't make it to a game, but we'll try to get you there somehow or another. Let's bring in the Dean, as I call him. What did Rory called you, the governor?
That's two nice things compared to what I'm normally called.
Been a rough week.
Well, I've been to, Walmart a couple of times and other places, and about that third day out, parents are kind of ready for kids to go back to school, and I completely understand.
Yeah, man, it's been a – you know, this kind of thing is a tough week for you, in all seriousness, from your end. I mean, people are looking at you to make the call of what can be done, what needs to be done. And there's a lot to consider with students. Sometimes, believe it or not, that's the meals that they get. It's what they get at school. Sometimes that's the heat that they get. I mean, absolutely. There's a lot of things you got to take in consideration with that. And I know you've done a lot with these meals. I think, it's backpack or something like that. And does that kind of thing continue, too, during these times?
It has. I know Voices of Savannah and others here this week have reached out, and a lot of volunteers have helped. Some obviously delivered some meals to some kids and families that were unable to get out. I will never forget the day that probably the first year or two that I got in the position I'm in. I was at the high school one day, and I had a high school kid, a young man. Day before, the forecast was really bad. Stopped me in the hall as I was walking down toward the gym on the history wing, and he said, Mr. Davis, you think you're going to call school out tomorrow? And I said, well, I don't know. The forecast doesn't look good. He said, I sure hope not. We don't have any heat at our house, and I need to be at school. So it's just things like that, and kids not having adequate food. And, you know, now we've got this water situation going, so just a lot of factors. But it's not an easy call to call school off, just thinking about a lot of our kids in our county and city that don't have the heat and the food that they need that they get at school. So it's a tough call.
Yeah, not making light of that, but when you walked in, me and Ryan are doing this show in Boggins.
Yeah. So I've got it on Facebook.
Oh, do you really already? Yeah, yeah.
We're giving y'all credit for that.
Yeah, it was about, I think, about 30 below when I walked in here. But a little bit about what you think moving forward. Of course, you've been out for you're going to be out Monday anyway. So you've been out all week long. Hopefully, maybe get back Monday or Tuesday.
Hoping so. Of course, I've got a short list on folks that I call. I don't want to ever throw them under the bus and say who kind of helps me make that decision. Ultimately, it is probably obviously my call to make, but I do rely on some officials here in the city and the county to help me make that because they're in some areas that maybe I haven't been. But I've already talked to many of them, and we're scheduled to talk early afternoon tomorrow to see. Our goal is to go Monday, but sitting here today, it's got a lot of melting between today and tomorrow to be able to go Monday.
What do you ever consider, and this might be a stupid question on my end, but hey, if you can make it, make it. If you can't, but I mean, you got teachers that live on roads too, out in the rural areas too, so makes it a tough decision to do that, but kids need to be in school too, so you try to get them there as quick as possible.
Yeah, we've done that. You know, if it gets to the point where, in talking to folks, you know, 85-90% of folks can get there safely, there's going to be some roads in the outlying part of the county that are shaded that may be in the next week getting completely, you know, cleared. So at that point, we would certainly share the message that if you are unable to get to school, call and let us know, and we'll excuse that. But 90-95% of our kids can get there safe, then we may look to go. But I don't think we're near to that point yet for Monday.
Well, like Tuesday night, Friday night coming up. Friday night may not be a problem. Tuesday night, we got a ball game. Let's just say that, hey, we can't go Monday, we can't go Tuesday. But I think we're good enough to go that they can get over here safely, Northside that is, and have a ball game.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with the opposing team. And, of course, if they can get here, we want to make sure our players can get there safely. They live, you know, city and county. So we have played before when school's out, and that would be something we would consider. But it all revolves around safety. And of course, you know, now we're waiting to see how the water issue plays out. We've got to have water at our schools to be able to cook and get going. So we've just got to – a lot of factors on this one. But, yeah, we would not be opposed to playing as long as we feel like overall safety is not an issue for them coming in.
Yeah, it's a tough job, and I don't think y'all get enough appreciation for what you do and the decisions you have to make. And ultimately, it's about the kids and getting them there safely. But like I said, taking care of them when they're out of school, because there are people. And that's what I tell people, you know, go check on people.
Absolutely.
Go check on everybody you can, especially elderly, mm-hmm. and because it's cold. I mean, it's been a while since it's been like this.
You know, we had a couple house fires yesterday, and people lost everything, friends of a lot of folks. So we certainly want to keep them in our prayers as well. It's everybody's trying to stay warm, and we're just not built for this kind of weather long term. And, you know, hopefully we can get through this. The temperatures look to warm up Monday, Tuesday. We got some rain coming. Hopefully that with the higher temps and the rain would certainly be a blessing to get these roads clear. So y'all talking about basketball, I've been talking to our supervisor, Brandon Pipkin, this past couple of days. It's a nightmare to try to get these games rescheduled now. You know, he's looking at, and schools are looking at, you've already got games that are booked Tuesday, Fridays usually for high school. So now you're looking at Monday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. It's just a chore. He had the whole week through today. Of course, I had a game scheduled today at 4:30 at TCA, and it just got canceled. So he's got this whole week turned around rescheduling, coaches trying to find open dates and make it work and jumble officials around. It's going to be a nightmare the next couple weeks.
Well, speaking of that, is basketball as bad as it seemed to be in football trying to get officials?
I think so, but in the meetings that we've had, our supervisors have told us that they've been pleasantly pleased and surprised with some of our younger officials stepping up and being able to go as quick. Normally they don't get thrown in the fire that quick. They do a little more middle school to get started, but a lot of them have just had to go and be ready. And, you know, unless they're just telling us something, they're saying overall they've been pleased at what they've seen. But on a given night with this many makeups this week, luckily middle school for most is over. McNair County still got their middle school tournament coming up this coming week or next. But overall, with middle school, it's over. It's been easier for him to schedule high school games. But next couple of weeks is going to be a wild ride.
Ryan, you got an official here, and you know, anything you want to ask him about any calls that has come out of your games, or anything you wondered about, or you and I have talked about off there?
No, I'm just gonna leave it at that. Officials have a tough job, regardless. It is very tough to you're gonna miss some. There's nobody that's perfect, and it's a tough job, and. You know, we thank the ones that do it and do it correctly and do it for the fun of the game. And, you know.
Basketball's got to be the worst. I mean, fans right there on top of you. Yeah. Top of you. You were telling Ryan, you know, I talked to you the other night on the way home, and we were talking about a game that you had. You had two teams, what, eight technicals in the game?
Eight technicals, one ejection. Two teams that – far kind of more toward Memphis that live close to each other that don't always jee-haw, and obviously thought we had a good pregame, talked about getting along and letting the game take care of itself, and let's don't bring anything into it. And then about 2 minutes into the game, they square off.
They brought it all.
No fights, luckily, no fights, but just, you know, sportsmanship obviously didn't show too well there, and they coaches were fine. It was all the players. So, but I know probably Coach Geyer and most coaches obviously just want consistency. You know, mm-hmm. If you're gonna call it on one end, you won't call it on the other. Don't start calling hand checks fourth quarter if you didn't call it first quarter. If it's a charge on one end, it's a charge on the other. So, if we could be consistent and try to get those big things and try to let the kids play through it. If they make the basket, maybe a little bit of bump, go on but be consistent on the other end. Those sort of things. So. Basketball is tough. It's fun. It's you know, it's kind of a fraternity that we're in, or of course got some ladies calling too, but close knit group. But obviously we're all human, so it's just fun. But get to see a lot of good basketball doing this. And that's what I like. Got a good seat at it.
Well, I will ask you this on an official standpoint, and I know I remember Coach Burnham mentioned this a lot. Charges and blocks. That seems to be. It's more of a questionable deal, were they set, were they not, this type of thing. But it's like you said, let it play out before you blow the whistle. And two block shots, yep. It seems like the high school level, were quick to blow the whistle. And then you go, well, I don't know if he got a body or not, but, you know, it looked pretty clean. But
two key things that, of course, Brandon Pipkin, again, is our assigner, and he's called college level all the way up and have a lot of respect for him. Two things that he always keys on that I'll never forget is referee the defense. You got to referee the defense on a block charge. If you're refereeing the defense, you should not miss that call if you're refereeing the defense on that. Second of all, have a patient whistle. It's okay to be a half a second late on the whistle. I'll never forget when Skylar Gill was here playing, he would stand up in our meetings and say, guys, she can block shots. Don't have a quick whistle on her because she can block shots. Have a late whistle and see the play through before you toot your whistle. Obviously, if it's a foul and you think she fouled or anybody fouls on a block shot, call it. But it's not always a foul when that thing gets blocked. So be a patient on that.
So y'all do talk about certain players that are at a level that, okay, it may look like one thing, but they're so good that you're not seeing what you think you see.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He has before, and that's not the only player, but that's, of course, one dear to us that we'll always remember here. But, you know, you've got some key players. They've got a young lady at USJ that's a freshman that's a phenomenal player, coach's daughter. You know, her dad, stepdad's the head coach and mom's the assistant. She's going to be one there. They had a play day in USJ in Jackson not long ago over the Christmas break, and they had every college there looking at her wanting to sign her. She's a freshman. So
yeah,
she can play. I mean, she can go, and that's just one or two that, you know, but that happens all the time as far as talks. Yeah.
Well, one other thing before we get out of here on this Ryan, you warm yet? I'm kind of getting warm now that you know it.
My feet are freezing.
Yeah, mine are too. I've got on Skechers.
Yeah.
I'm at that age now. I got on Skechers that you wear during the summer and footies. So there you go. But anyway, one thing that from an athletic standpoint, Michael, Coach Matthew Smith decides to step down and resigns or retires, I guess is the best thing to do. And he put in a lot of years here, head coach 13 years, and a huge part of turning that into a program and turning things around for Hardin County football as far as that goes from a winning percentage and you know, being a staple in the playoffs. Now, y'all got some big shoes to kind of fill. Any progress on any of that? You don't have to use any names or anything like that. This I get asked a lot, you know, hey, what's going on with that? I know you'll be a part of that decision along with a couple of more, but people want to kind of know, you know, about the football program moving forward.
Yeah, utmost respect for Coach Smith and all that he's done and grateful for the many years he's given. I've said this many times, there was not but one person that I ever knew that beat me to work in the mornings, and I usually get there about 5:30 or 6. It's when I'd make the rounds around some of the schools. His truck was always there. I don't know what time he got there, but that would be football season and not a lot of times not even in football season. So a lot of respect for him and the impact that he's had. We have posted the job, and I think he's in talking to him, and I've not asked for any names either, but he has told me there's been several calls of interest. So I think what the plan is, they will have an interview team put together at the high school. Of course, him and Mr. Wilkerson and whoever else they choose to put on that committee, and looking to probably have interviews setting up end of this month, maybe this week. We've been out, might delay that a week. But I'd say 1st of February they would start the interview process. And, you know, we're getting into spring, so spring practice. And like you say, Coach Smith had a lot of success, but the next guy may want to tweak a few things, so you got to give them time to do that. So I look for a recommendation from the committee probably by mid-February, and then we'll go from there. So
yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, you're right. It's like you said, you know, we're getting close now.
Well, they're going to have to start, you know, of course, a lot of your schedule's set, your district games, but then you've got to fill in those gaps of those non-district games. So,
The good thing, he had great assistants, and they've taken over, and I think weights have already started, things like that, all the things that they do there. But anyway, that'll be a tough decision, some big shoes to fill as well.
Absolutely.
With Coach Matthew Smith. Anyway, Mike, I appreciate you coming in here.
Yes, sir.
I try to get him come down here every now and then. It's hard on Saturdays. It's a lot easier when it's 80 and we're fixing to head out somewhere to go play golf. You'll drop by here.
I don't guess we'll have any problem getting off today about 11.
I don't think so. You won't go?
Well, our partner's done text me.
He's wanting to go? Oh, God. And I don't doubt that they won't play over there. You know, they put that top on their cart and put heaters in there.
Yeah. I have to use orange balls, I guess, to find them.
You know, they tell us that all the time. I said, yeah, but you got to get out of your cart at some point.
I know it.
And I'm not going to do it. I may not play again until we go on a trip.
I'm like you. Got to be, you know, minimum number needs to be about double nickels or 60 before we can get out
there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, real close. So. Ryan, I appreciate you coming in and talking a little bit about, you know, what's going on with Hardin County basketball as we move forward. It's going to be kind of a mess and a lot of games that are going fixing to be played in a short amount of time.
Yeah, we'll try to keep you updated as best as possible, trying to get all that finalized. As Mr. Davis said, it's a hectic time with district going on, so trying to get those scheduled, and we'll do the best we can to let you guys know when that's done.
Right now, we're going to tip off Tuesday night. Northside will be in town, 6 p.m. The girls will tip it off, followed by the men, the boys, right after that. Should be a good game for both teams, and I know everybody's itching to get back on the court. And then Southside, excuse me, Southside back in town on that Friday. If you can't make it, we'll have it here on 93.5 FM starting at 6 p.m., WKWXFM.com, the WKWX app, and streaming live on YouTube channel Slice 93. Coming up at 12:30, it's Tennessee basketball right here on 93.5 FM. It's Tennessee and Alabama from Knoxville, so be sure to tune in for that. That'll do it for us, for Coach Guyard, Coach Carpenter, and the Dean, Michael Davis. Appreciate everyone tuning in. Thanks to Ashton for coming in and running the board over there for us on this Saturday morning. Be safe out there. If you need assistance, please call somebody and get helped out any way that's possible. And, you know, stay warm, stay in if you can, and enjoy your Saturday. There's some football today. There's some NFL playoff game. Course basketball, so whatever it is you do, I just had to get out of the house. That's all I know. And but I appreciate everyone tuning in. If you didn't get a chance to hear all of it, we'll archive it at wkwxfm.com. go to our sports podcast. All those are archived there. Or if you missed a game, football game, basketball game that we've streamed, you can go to wkwxfm.com, live stream, and the games are there. If you want to catch a game, put it up on your TV and watch your favorite game, watch your favorite players. But we got it all covered for you right here on 93.5 FM. Have a great Saturday. We'll see you next Saturday at 9 a.m. for Sports Talk right here on 93.5 FM.